is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The New Orleans New Year's attacker may have been planning the assault for weeks. He rented the truck used in the attack in the middle of November. Federal officials released bulletins about their investigation. CBS's Sam Vinograd explains why.
After a mass casualty event like what transpired in New Orleans, federal authorities ensure their partners have the right information by disseminating bulletins. We know that they disseminated a bulletin, for example, warning about the risk of copycat attacks. And they also conduct calls.
President-elect Trump now faces sentencing Friday in his New York hush money case, shortly before he starts his second presidency. Katrina Kaufman reports.
You know, just because you were elected president after a jury made this decision, really, it's not the general public that can change the verdict. The jury is the only one who sat in that courtroom, who heard all of the evidence. So the fact that the public then decided to elect Trump into office after that happened doesn't negate what happened in that courtroom.
A major winter storm is forecast to hit parts of the Midwest and East starting today. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano.
Winter storm advisory stretched 1,500 miles from West Kansas all the way to West Virginia. And I think the winter storm warnings will be pushed off to the east as we go through time. 1/2 inch to 3/4 inch of ice possible and 6 to 12 inches of snow possible.
The first memorial service for former President Jimmy Carter is scheduled for today in Atlanta.
It all starts with a journey from Plains to Atlanta today. The former president's funeral procession will stop briefly at the state capitol before going on to the Carter Presidential Center, where his body will lie in repose until Tuesday morning. The Carter Center's Kelly Callahan.
The public is invited to come to the Carter Center from anywhere in Atlanta or Georgia or Alabama, Tennessee, or anywhere they'd like to come from to pay their respects to President Carter.
On Tuesday, Carter's body will be taken to Washington. A full state funeral is set for Thursday ahead of his burial in Plains. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
The head of the Federal Aviation Administration says changes are still needed within Boeing, a year after a door panel blew off a Boeing 737 MAX during flight. Cairo TV's Rangi Sinha reports from the plant in Everett, Washington.
Outgoing FAA Chief Mike Whitaker said Friday the company still needs, quote, a fundamental culture shift to put safety and quality above profits, and that the FAA has a lot more work to do when it comes to oversight of Boeing. But the agency says after the door plug blowout, the FAA did put more inspectors on the factory floors here in the Pacific Northwest and around the world and cap production levels on Boeing 737 MAX.
The FAA will continue its stricter oversight of Boeing. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Ah, the holidays. A time to come together and reflect on what truly matters.
The KFC Festive Feast for $25.99.
Feel the joy
of 6 original recipe tenders and 6 pieces of hand-breaded chicken.
Family and friends celebrating.
2 large sides and 3 sauces.
The warmth of
11 herbs and spices.
Love. I was going to say love.
And KFC.
Okay. The KFC Festive Feast. Order ahead on the app and feast for just $25.99. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Online ordering available at participating locations.
A new advisory from the U.S. Surgeon General says alcoholic beverages should carry a health warning. CBS's Bradley Blackburn explains why.
Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy has released a new advisory warning about alcohol use and cancer risk. It says alcohol consumption is the third leading preventable cause of cancer in the U.S. after tobacco and obesity, increasing the risk for at least 7 cancers, including breast, colorectum, esophagus, liver, mouth, throat, and voice box, regardless of what type of alcohol is consumed.
I'm hoping this will have the same change that we saw with tobacco in 1964.
Alcoholic beverages currently have warnings about birth defects if consumed by pregnant women. Dr. Murthy is calling for an updated warning label to include cancer risk.
Turning to Wall Street, the end of the first week of the new year brought big increases. The Dow gained 339 points. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 10 above, wind chills at times below zero. Sunny forecast for tomorrow, highs in the low 20s. A few more clouds on Sunday, highs to the mid-20s. Maybe some snow Sunday night and Monday. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
brought me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Work, 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 will you drive me crazy? Work, work, until the little bit.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Call my uncle, took the message, and they wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who would call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. Hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. To keep me warm, oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through. Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time.
Yeah. sleep over you. Reliving precious moments we knew. Prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind.
J-N. Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
preacher's son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Biden will head to New Orleans next week after the New Year's attack on Bourbon Street that killed 14 people.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre previewed the visit.
The President and First Lady will grieve with the families and community members impacted by the tragic attack on January 1st and meet with local and state officials on the ground.
Jean-Pierre says the President has offered his condolences to the families and this.
There is no justification for violence of any kind, and we will not tolerate any attack on any of our nation's communities.
In addition, she says every effort is being made to keep the American people safe. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
President-elect Trump is not happy about a sentencing date set for Friday in his hush money case. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Trump's spokesman calls the ruling deeply conflicted and says Trump must be allowed to continue the presidential transition process and to execute the vital duties of the presidency unobstructed by ongoing cases.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson keeps his job after a vote kicked off the new Congress, but it took some behind-the-scenes negotiation. Correspondent Scott McFarlane explains from Capitol Hill.
Kentucky's Thomas Massie, South Carolina's Ralph Norman, and Texas.